Good evening, Rabbeisai. Starting this evening, Monday evening, a daily presentation, 10 minutes on the Haggadah. I hope that it will run till approximately Erev Yom Tov next week. As we begin the portion of Magid in the Haggadah, we begin with the Halach Ma'anya. The Mefarshim tell us Halach Ma'anya was introduced at the time of Golus Bavel. The Jews were very depressed at this time. They had lost the Beis Hamikdash. We had been driven into Golus. How can we celebrate a redemption from Mitzrayim at a time that we are subjugated to a foreign power, driven from our land, and the Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed? And in this context, our forebears introduced the Halach Ma'anya, and they said, presently it's Halach Ma'anya. It's poor man's bread, it's impoverished, it lacks full substance, but it's reminiscent of the Achala of a son of Arab in Mitzrayim, that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. And what do we proclaim? We'll come back to this in a moment, called Dichvin Yesev Yecho. Anyone that's hungry should come and eat, called Ditzrich. Anyone that would need is Yesev Yipsach. We have to wonder about this. This was in Bobo. But what sustained us was a shot to Hochel Hashanah Bobar and Yisrael. Presently, we may be in Golus and Bobo. The next year will be in Eretz Yisrael. A shot to Avdei. Now we are subjects of a foreign power. Hashanah Bobar. In the next year, we will be free men. The realization that we stand together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times, the Imo Anochi B'tzara, the Rabbeinu Shem Leilam, the Bechol Tzarasam Loi Tzara, the Rabbeinu Shem is with us in every hour of difficulty. And even if this is at the beginning of Golus Bavel, and we are still crying over the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, we still celebrate Pesach, because we have that absolute confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us and bring us back to our proper place in the world, restore the Mikdash, restore our sovereignty, and restore the Simcha, the joy that should be associated with Pesach. But an uplifting message for this particular year, when many of us wonder exactly, will this Pesach have the joyous atmosphere that it always has? As the Chumash says in Parshas Bo, the celebration of Pesach is typically with children and grandchildren to relate the Messiah that we have received from previous generations of the redemption of Klal Yisrael, of the servitude of Mitzrayim. And in this year, when it's difficult for families to gather, we don't know if we'll have any guests at the Seder at all, perhaps we'll be alone at the Seder. And it causes us great anguish. So we need to turn back to that page of our forefathers. And our forefathers had a very similar experience as they sat down to celebrate the Seder. And they had, furthermore, the absence of the Beis Hamikdash, the absence of the Korban Pesach. And yet they declared that we are ready to celebrate the Seder because we have full confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the difficulties of the moment will pass and we have a bright and glorious future in front of us. So even if we don't merit this particular year to have the most favorable circumstances for the celebration of Pesach, but we look forward into the future, we are sure that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will bring us back to a full and joyous celebration of this Chag Be'ezras Hashem. In the text of the Halach Ma'anya, there are difficult two sentences. Kol dich ben yesev yecho, all that are hungry should come and eat. But a very strange proclamation. We've already started to say that we've made Kiddush, Kadesh, Urachatz, Karpas, Yachatz, we're up to Magid. And where do we make this declaration? Behind closed doors. We run around the streets proclaiming our willingness to taking guests in the night of Pesach. So what type of proclamation is this called? And furthermore, for Ditzrich Yesev Yivsa, whoever wants should come and participate in the Korban Pesach. This is doubly difficult. First of all, as is pointed out, this part of the Haggadah is in Aramaic because it was introduced in the time of Dolos Bava. So how could we say called Ditzrich Yesev Yivsa when there was no Korban Pesach? And furthermore, even if it had been an Alpas HaKodesh, we had been in Yerushalayim, and it was the night of the Korban Pesach, we could not invite people to participate in our Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, "Imsochem in our Pesach Necha Elul Nuyov." One has to sign on to a group before the Shechita, before we sacrifice the Korban Pesach. Only then is he permitted to shear the eating of the Korban Pesach with the members of his group. So here, the night of Pesach, how could we proclaim to Ditzrich Yesev Yivsach? Whoever wants should come and participate in our Korban Pesach. Halachically, this is a non-starter, since the person hasn't joined our group before the Shechita during the day of the 14th of Pesach. They cannot eat the Korban Pesach with us on the night of Yom Tov. But I believe that what is incorporated here in the Halach Ma'anya is Kodich Bin Yesev Yechol. Nowadays, what do we do? Nowadays, we have the drive from our Shechitah to share our bounty with those that are not so fortunate, to make sure that they have the means of celebrating the Korban of the celebrating the Chag of Pesach. Where did this begin? It's called Ditzrich Yesev Yechol. The Ditzrich Yesev Yivsach. Initially, we find that the Torah tells us Mishchu Kru Mitzvah B'Shachar to Aposach. Rashi quotes a Mechuta Mishchu Mishyeshlo Kru Mishenlo. If one has a herd of animals, one should go to his herd and take an appropriate animal for the Korban Pesach. One doesn't have a herd, it's Kru. Now, normally we interpret Kumin that I should go and buy it. One of the great Achronim says that Kru means that those that are financially well endowed should provide a Korban Pesach for those that don't have the means of bringing the Korban Pesach themselves. And we find Yerushalmi tells us that the tradition of Moschitim is an ancient minhag. I believe it goes all the way back to Mitzrayim. We needed the schus to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. And the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to provide us with that schus. And one aspect of the schus was the bringing of the Korban Pesach. But a big portion of Klal Yisrael was impoverished and could not themselves afford the Korban Pesach. But there were some of the Shvatim, therefore, financially well off, even under the circumstances in Mitzrayim. And they extended themselves to provide the Korban Pesach for all of Klal Yisrael. Thus, the Geula itself, the initial Geula from Mitzrayim, only took place because of the first Moos Chitim. And the first Moos Chitim was not for food per se, but it was to provide the means that every member of Klal Yisrael should be able to bring the Korban Pesach. And I think that's what we are proclaiming presently. Stating, now that we're in the Golus, we don't have the Korban Pesach, so what we do is we engage in Kodich V'Yesev Yechol before Yom Tov. We involve ourselves in providing the means for others to celebrate Yom Tov. But this is merely a replacement for the Kodich V'Yesev Yivsach, for the initial drive which took place, which was to provide a Korban Pesach for every member of Klal Yisrael. And that in effect is what we're saying, Roshat HaHochol Hashanah Bavar Ad Yisroel, Roshat HaAvdim Hashanah Bavar Ad Yisroel. Presently in the Golus, we can only fulfill the Moos Chita by extending ourselves to assist those that are impoverished in our midst to be able to celebrate the Chag properly. But we look forward to the opportunity in the future when the Rebbeinu Shlomo will restore us to the Mikdash and Eretz Yisroel. That will go back to the original proclamation called Ditzrich Yesev Yivsach. In the weeks before Pesach, we'll put up signs all throughout the Jewish world called Ditzrich. If you need Yesev Yivsach, come. You can come and sign up and join on to a good join the celebration of a Korban Pesach. So even in the hours of darkness that we have, the hours of difficulty, of facing forward, of anticipating the future for this creation, the Yitzhak, that once again we will have the opportunity to bring the Kol Pesach, let it be b'mehero. Until then, let us indulge in the source of Kol Dichvin Yisrael Yeho to extend ourselves for those families that don't have the means, particularly in this difficult year, where many people don't have work presently. It's very difficult for them to make Yom Tov, to extend ourselves to those, especially to those chesed on, such as the Stoker and Asher and Abbas Yisrael, others which will reach out to provide the means of celebrating this Chag for all of Klal Yisrael. May the Rabbeinu Shalom bring forth the ultimate redemption of Klal Yisrael, and they bring forth in the short term our redemption from the affliction of the coronavirus, under which we presently suffer such anguish. Good night, Rabbeinu Shalom.